Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 27th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I apologize for the, raggedy beginning. Bees that way. And and thank you if any of you hung in there with the mic on and me fumbling and I'm very grateful. I'm always grateful if any folks are listening because we don't get many opportunities to talk about the internalized obedience that this system depends on. But we're going to be talking about it today. Now, it so happened that I didn't work on this page for a couple days. I was otherwise engaged. And when I came back to it, the paragraph arrangement had shifted. And, I'm pretty particular about the sequence of words, which by itself is less suggestive. I already knew my files were being messed with. This was less suggestive than that, than their apparent sense that they could do this without my correcting it, which fits as my experience of late has been rather intense. I mention this apropos of hope that our discussion of these issues broaden in scope, our understanding of the inner state proliferate, because we got a world of folks who simply do what they are told. And that can only shift with broad discussions of it, because we are unconscious reproducers of it. Sisters and brothers, I've said this before, so forgive the repetition, but what makes Muslims with faith in fellowship a threat to power is numbers plus communal traditions, which source, and I'm using that as a verb, an alternative allegiance to the state. Moreover, all those who still know have fun with and trust their brothers and sisters across false divisions will necessarily be a threat to a system of class imposed globally, which demands absolute defense of division by rank, if only because that includes, by definition, the divide citizen, barbarian. That's a rank. Perhaps the most basic of class, to preserve the security of rule. And that will always be what they mean by national security. Because obviously, can't breathe, can't drink, can't find healthy food. Our security has never been of much concern until we get rambunctious. And only then. So our brothers and sisters with faith in fellowship will be a threat because within them burns a love that's broad and generous. It's no surprise then that marauding slaughterers are paid by shadow global statesmen to try to kill that heart, to destroy its capacity for broad mutual caring, whether it beats in Iraq or Palestine or Nigeria. And brothers and sisters in Gaza, hang in there, because that is the point. That is the point. To either make you slaves or make you brutalized, brutal. Hang on to your love, and I know that's easier said than done. And it is up to us in these lands, where we are being blown up and blown out of our houses, to start demanding a different world and to start talking about the fact that it is a global world of class. And these atrocities are manufactured every generation ad infinitum. And I don't care how many journalists risk their lives, brave the hardship, standing right with those getting killed. It's not going to stop this. We have to talk about it. We have to talk about it. This mess has been going on for millennia. Discussion of Internalized obedience is intentionally suppressed. So we are going to have to put it on the front burner in our discussions, demand it of those media outlets that claim they represent us.